بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومنهم من يقول ائذن لي ولا تفتني، ألا في الفتنة سقطوا، وإن جهنم لمحيطة بالكافرين. إن تصبك حسنة تسؤهم، وإن تصبك مصيبة يقولوا قد أخذنا أمرنا من قبل ويتولوا وهم فرحون. قل لن يصيبنا إلا ما كتب الله لنا هو مولانا، وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. قل هل تربصون بنا إلا إحدى الحسنيين، ونحن نتربص بكم أن يصيبكم الله بعذاب من عنده أو بأيدينا، فتربصوا إنا معكم متربصون. قل أنفقوا طوعا أو كرها لن يتقبل منكم، إنكم كنتم قوما فاسقين. وما منعهم أن تقبل منهم نفقاتهم إلا أنهم كفروا بالله ورسوله ولا يأتون الصلاة إلا وهم كسالى، ولا ينفقون إلا وهم كارهون. فلا تعجبك أموالهم ولا أولادهم، إنما يريد الله ليعذبهم بها في الحياة الدنيا وتزهق أنفسهم وهم كافرون.
And amongst them are those who say, grant me exemption and do not put me into trial. Behold, they have already fallen into trial, and Jahannam surrounds the unbelievers on all sides. These verses give a detailed explanation of the munafiqeen. There are many of those who will not just respond to the call of Allah Ta'ala, and those who will remain behind under false pretexts. Some of them say, you are going to Tabuk, so grant us exemption, let us not participate, let us not join up with you. Because Tabuk is Roman territory, and we may be affected with the Roman woman. So let us remain behind, otherwise we will fall into trial. So Allah Ta'ala says they have already fallen into trial in their disobeying Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the fact of the matter is this, that if any good were to touch you, then it grieves them. And if any misfortune were to befall you, then they would say that we have already taken our precautions beforehand. And they turn away rejoicing. قُلْ لَيْ يُسِيبَنَا. Say, nothing can happen to us but as Allah Ta'ala has decreed. He is our protector. And let the believers put their faith and their trust in Allah Ta'ala alone. And when you are waiting for some misfortune to befall us, then هَلْ تَرَبَّصُونَ بِنَا إِلَّا إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ. You can only wait and expect one of two glorious things to happen to us, either martyrdom or victory. And we wait for Allah Ta'ala to send a punishment upon you from Himself or by our hands. فَتَرَبَّصُوا. Go on waiting, and we will wait with you. Say, spend in the cause willingly or unwillingly, your contributions will never be accepted. Indeed, you are a people given to disobedience. And the only reason why the contributions aren't accepted is that they reject Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They come to Salah lazily to be seen by men, and they only spend unwillingly. So let not the abundance of their wealth and children cause you to wonder. For Allah Ta'ala only wishes to punish them through this wealth in this life, and that their souls may perish in disbelief. So that abundance of wealth is not meant for any joy, rather it's an additional punishment that they engaged in this, and then the concern about preserving it, concern about progressing it, and the concern of then leaving a legacy behind. So all these things are punishments for them. وَيَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُمْ لَمِنْكُمْ. And they take oaths in the name of Allah Ta'ala that they are from you. Whereas they are not of you, but they are people that are afraid that their true colors may become apparent. لَوْ يَجِدُونَ مَلْجَأً. Otherwise, the truth of the matter is this, that if they only found a place of refuge, or a cave, or a place to conceal themselves, then they would turn towards it in a mad rush. Their hearts are not at all with you. They only find a place to escape, or a cave, or any place of concealment, and they will turn away in a mad rush. They will turn away. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَلْمِزُكَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. And amongst them there are those who slander you in the distribution of charities. If they are given a part thereof, they are pleased. And if they aren't given anything thereof, then they become displeased. Had they only been pleased with what Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul ﷺ had given to them, and they say that sufficient for us is Allah, and Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give us soon even more out of His grace, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we turn our hopes.